thank you very much for coming and welcome. This is the 2014 London Rugby League Awards.
I'm here in a room of 100 or so people, all here celebrating the season of rugby league they've just played.
We've had good consistency across the competition, which is one of the key things that we really need.
That's Darren Pugsley. He heads up rugby league in London for the RFL, the governing body. With funding cuts for the sport across the country, though, it's been a tough year for the junior leagues and the amateur game in London.
I think it's a benchmark of realism. So this is where we are. This is where we can be.
I'm pleased. We've clearly created a foundation since the middle of the last decade.
Martin Coyd is the chairman of the London Junior League.
We've got this fantastic organisation which will support championship teams and a Super League club. And we've got that foundation now. It's down to us volunteers and people involved in the game to make that work. And this is the key bit. If we work together, we can do it.
My name's Max Savage. I play loose forward for Midway Dragons. The physicality and speed is just so much fun. It's a lovely rough game, I love it.
My name's Atu Lankaratabor and I've won the Under-15s Man of Steel Award today. I love the defence because I just love tackling people, I just find it so fun.
It's these lads that will be the Dan Sargentsons, Tony Clubs and Lewis McCarthy Scarsbrooks of the future. Louis tonight playing in his second Super League Grand Final for Saints after losing to Leeds in 2011.
The pressure was like immense, and the pressure I put on myself and the atmosphere and all that, but hopefully this time it won't swallow me up and spit me out. It'll just give me a nice nudge in the right direction.
3 years later, and products of the London Rugby League system meet for the first time in the season finale as Louis goes up against Wigan's Dan Sargentson and Tony Club.
I've only played him once this year, and that was on a Good Friday, and in the game we never tackled each other, so that was a bit weird.
Clubby, going face-to-face with Louis, sees two friends, former London colleagues and now neighbours going head-to-head.
You know, we come through all the academies together, we played amateur together at Greenwich. We made our debuts the same year. We made our debuts for England the same time, and we formed a really, really good friendship. I've got an absolute ton of respect for him, and you know, it's good to have him just round the corner. But you know, roll on top Saturday, it'd be a different thing for him.
The two of them trained together at Greenwich Admirals Amateur Club as teenagers.
We were at Sutcliffe Park in the middle of an athletics track on a wet and windy Thursday night, and they came down for their first training session.
Jason Henley was coaching at the club at the time.
Louis was a bit of a cheeky, you know, good running loose forward for us, whereas Clubby was a skinny, very quiet, head guard wearing fullback.
He were fantastic for me and Louis. No, he always said to us, just go out there and enjoy it. You know, that's what we did, and that's what I think made me sort of fall in love with rugby league. That, you know, I really enjoyed playing down here at Greenwich, and I can't speak highly enough of him. And, you know, a big part of what me and Louis are doing now goes down to him.
And Clubby is all too sure that the three playing at Old Trafford this evening certainly won't be the last.
London have produced such great players. There's players all over the league at the minute playing well, and there's still some really great players there at London. It's not in the best of places at the minute, but it will get back there because, like I said, it will just keep producing great young kids.
And the final line goes to Jason Henley.
Everybody that's been involved in London Rugby League at some stage during the course of the last 10, 15 years and moving forward should be sitting there in front of the TV or up at Old Trafford thinking, we've played a part in this. We've played a part in history.